Right. My name is Brian Chikwava, and I'm reading from my novel Harare North. This is the opening of the novel. No one bothered to give me proper tips before I come to England. So on arriving at Gatwick Airport, I disappoint them immigration people because when I step forward to hand my passport to gum-chewing man sitting behind desk, I mouth the magic word, asylum, and flash to the grin of friendly African native. They detain me. Whatever their reasons for detaining me, them immigration people let me go after 8 days. I don't grudge them because they is only doing their graft, but my relatives, they show worryful attitude. I have to wait another 2 days for my cousin's wife to come and fetch me. The story that I tell the immigration people is tighter than thief's anus. Me, I tell them I have been harassed by the Secret Service boys in dark glasses because I'm youth member of the opposition party. This is not trying to shame the leaders of my country in any way, but if you don't spin them smooth, just numbers, then immigration people is never going to give you a chance to even sniff your first step into the Queensland. That is their style I have here. That it takes so long for my cousin and his wife to do anything about me is worryful. But me, I'm just happy to go out when the time come. I'm expecting my cousin Paul to come to pick me up from detention center, but his wife said I come instead. I say goodbye to them officers at the reception as I pick my suitcase. Sir Guy stands some few meters from me, sheepish straight like that of soldier on parade. Dressed neat, hands in she coat pocket. She keeps some distance that is good enough to suggest to them detention people that she really have nothing to do with me but have been forced into situation. She not even bother to shake my hand and only greet me from safe distance and look at my suitcase in funny way. It is one of them old style cardboard suitcases that mother have used before I was born and have carried roosters in the past, but it's my suitcase. Me, I don't mind Sagai too much. I was not expect to be welcomed with open arms. Harare is full of damn stories about the misfortunes that people meet. They carry bags full of things and heads that is full of wonders of new life, hustle some passage to Harare North, turn up without notice at some relative's door, only to have their dreams thrown back into their faces. But then again, me, I don't think I'm like them people. Paul and Sakai have been given notice that I'm soon going to be stepping into their house. Sakai lead the way out. We have our first difficult moment when we get to the train station and she expects me to buy my own ticket. That's when it sinks in my head that she is now a lapsed African, Sakai. Me, I am guest, and there she is expecting me to buy my own ticket on the first day. And it's not that me, I don't want to buy myself ticket. I buy the ticket. If I had the money, I beg she and try to explain. Me, I only have 1 million Zimbabwean dollars in my bag, which even if I exchange will come to something like 4 pound. The ticket is 6 pound. Sakai no longer remember who she is or where she come from, I can tell. I'm she husband's cousin have paid for my air ticket and she still expect me to dip into my pocket for train ticket. I have no money, I say after funny moment when she have hold my gaze and we stand silent investigating each other's face. Sakai snort in mocking way, roll she eyes and look at me. In the end, she buy the fucking ticket.